Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can find my website where you can subscribe to my newsletter, which is now 12 years old. Haven't missed a Sunday afternoon delivery in more than 12 years, so check that out. And don't forget while you're on my website, also don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out all the things that Rob Jolliss has taught us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust for more than 11 years. He's the author of Customer-Centered Selling, and it's Jolliss.com, right, Rob?
That's right. You just put a .com after Jolliss. That's got
two
it.
Two L's, by the way. Hey, Rob, we're talking about Plan B. Now, in the previous segment, you were recommending that people continue to learn, to continue to hone their skills, to continue to be a little more multi-capable, not just a vertical, you know, technician of one skill and working for a company and putting all your eggs in that basket, but to have something else that you can do if you should ever need to or want to. Now, do you give that same advice to small business owners?
I sure do. I really do. And you know, let's go a little even deeper into that. The fact is, why aren't we building a part-time freelance something? Call it a hobby. I it doesn't really matter to me. You know, you've been very kind to me. Say some nice things about me. But, I'm 30 years as a guy delivering seminars, and I'm compensated fairly well for it. And when I do an auction, which is my hobby slash retirement,
it's your avocation, isn't it?
Yeah, I will tell you that right now I don't get paid a penny.
Yeah.
I'm a boxer. I'm learning how to fight right now. Mm-hmm. I'm getting sparring partners. I should pay them for the opportunity to clip on a mic and make a few mistakes and then get better each time. But it's something that I find myself that really enjoying doing. Some people like to go kayaking.
Right.
I want to be an auctioneer when I grow up.
You know, I've known a lot of business owners, a lot of small business owners, who over the years their business allowed them to do this or that, play the guitar, become a tour guide, whatever it might be. And over the years, as they ran their business successfully, they got more and more interested in this other thing. And it wasn't that they didn't love their business as much, but when it came to the point where they could sell it or they were ready to retire or whatever, they sold the business and went and did that other thing. And it was a beautiful transition.
Sure, and we're talking about entrepreneurs, so let's face it, you, me, your listeners, we all have that little itch in us anyway. Mm-hmm. That itch, that's why we work for Xerox, et cetera, but why aren't we still working for Xerox? Well, it was a wonderful company, but the fact mm-hmm. was, somewhere along the line, you and I got an itch, and
that's
we decided
right.
to scratch it, and when we scratched it, what did we say? We said this. We said, I think this is the mantra of most entrepreneurs and small business people. We said, look, I'm going to scratch this itch, and the worst that will happen will be I won't be successful, and I'll still win because I don't have to go through the rest of my life thinking, I wonder what would have happened if I'd given it a try.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we developing other skills and other ideas that we haven't? We're born with an itch. That's why we're small business owners.
Yep, yep. Well, the main thing is let's just everybody should, at least especially in the 21st century where there are things happening that are beyond competition, Rob. The thing that's happening beyond competition is called disruption.
Mm-hmm.
There are disrupting things happen. You and I grew up in the age of competition where you looked out across the landscape, you saw who your competitors were, you knew what you had to do to beat them or at least get your share. But when we live in a world like we do now of disruption, we don't know where the next attack can come from, so to speak. It could be our industry, our business could be turned upside down by some thing that nobody saw coming. People we don't even know, people who aren't even in our industry could turn our world upside down. And so you got to be prepared now more than ever before for having something alternative to do.
Oh, you are good. You are on fire this morning. I agree with you. And you want to know something? To me, I remember learning as a salesman, there were only two types of clients that wouldn't buy insurance, them that's going down or them that's been down.
Yeah.
And in this world, that changes social media. That changes LinkedIn and Facebook and Facebook fan pages and Twitter. And we could, you know, a couple years ago, I bet you and I were both grinding our teeth going, I don't want to get involved in this. But now look at us. Thank goodness we got involved in this. This is a part of business. And in fact, we develop new skills. And that's, again, why we can dispel this myth of somehow when we get into our 50s, we're less valuable. Mm-hmm. I'm not just a homer because I'm there. I'm telling you, look at the statistics. We're first in line for change.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And I do think that there's a lot of brain power in our generation that the marketplace is going to need. And it may take a while for it to come back around. Hey, Rob, I've enjoyed our visit. Thanks for helping us with the idea of having a plan B, even for small business owners. Give us the website again, please.
www.jolles.com. Put a slash and the word blarticle after that. You'll go to my blarticle page.
Only Rob would come up with that. And the world's newest auctioneer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure the world is ready for him to be an auctioneer, but they've got him anyway. Rob, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Crazy people knocking up the world of
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.